If the data you're sending to a dashboard isn't clean, you've defeated the purpose of the dashboard. That's why more agencies are looking for help with data hygiene. Dermot O'Mahony is Vice President of Market and Product Planning at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. He works with agencies on data hygiene, and he's here to tell you how to get your data clean and keep it that way. Dermot, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for being here today.
Sure, Francis. Great to be here.
What is the hardest part for agencies to get used to when it comes to the idea that their data is going to be or is becoming very transparent and eyeballs might be on it that were not on it before?
Yeah, I think the issue there, Francis, is that really, you know, agencies have been gathering a lot of data over the years, and a lot of times with changes in technology now, there's actually new ways to manipulate the data and to get answers from it and analytics and build on top of it. But what we've seen happening is that really the answers you get from the information are really only as good as the data that you feed into it. So cleaning and standardizing data before accessing it, ensuring that it is linked from different data silos, really adds a lot of value to the type of questions you can ask and just to the answers you can receive.
This is kind of the classic garbage in, garbage out situation, isn't it?
That's it, exactly. I think someone over in Silicon Valley said recently that, you know, the next wave of innovation is going to come out of data and data analysis, and I think they were calling it data as a platform, and that's really it. You know, unless your data is in a form that you can ask it the questions that you need to ask it, it doesn't really make much of a difference that you've got terabytes or petabytes of information. It really depends on the answers you can get from it.
One of the challenges that agencies have is they might have three or four or five or more legacy systems feeding data to people in the agency that before have never had to be linked together. Now they have to be linked together, whether it's to feed a dashboard or just to satisfy the needs of the agency on a broader scale. What challenges do agencies run into when they're trying to make their data more uniform, and maybe not even they're not even ready yet to try to get them all their data systems onto the same format?
Yeah, I think what has happened historically over the last 10 years is that agencies, the biggest issue really with information sharing within the federal government space has really been around privacy, policy, and access. So I think over the last 5 or 10 years, they've been trying to solve that problem. And whenever I talk to CIOs or CTOs that work for the different agencies, I think they're getting to the point where policy is in place. But historically, what they've done is they've kept the data in the original silos. So they search across those different silos looking for information on people, places, businesses, or whatever else might be there. But unfortunately, that leaves them open to issues where data hygiene in one source is not the same as the other, or names have not been cleaned, or information is not standardized. So I think what we're finding now is that federated searching, as it's called, where you search different silos and keep them in the original location, doesn't really bring you back the information that you need. So folks are now looking at bringing the data into central locations, whether they be private clouds or something similar, and then using the data to clean itself. So, for example, if you have two databases that contain similar information, whether it be information on people, whether it be information on businesses, citizens, whatever it might be, and you can take the two data sources and compare them to each other, you can actually clean and standardize them against each other. And then also, if the data sources are not quite right or not fully filled in, you can kind of build a master record of all of the information, or as we like to call it, the gold record, and then use that for further analysis.
That sounds a lot more sophisticated and a lot more difficult than just a typical data merger.
From a technical perspective, now the technologies like Hadoop, other technologies like LexisNexis's own HPCC systems really enable you to do that in a way that you couldn't do it 5 or 10 years ago. Here in LexisNexis, we've been dealing with big data for quite a period of time. You know, we have about 33 billion records in our repository and add another million or so a day. So, you know, we've been dealing with this problem for quite a while. Government agencies are getting to the point where their data sizing is getting to the same level of magnitude. So, you know, the technology is there. It's just the will and the way and the policy and the privacy being in place to ensure that the data is being used correctly and that the answers are being given that are being asked.
All right, take me back maybe a step or two. Is the best place to make sure this data is getting clean before the stovepipes are busted down, or afterwards, or both?
Both. If if you can, you know, a lot of times government data is manually entered information, whether it be an officer sitting at a terminal typing information for someone who's coming in looking for benefits or entitlements, or whether it is someone applying online. You're really in a situation where you're relying on the information to be entered incorrectly first time out. Going forward, we would recommend that at that point you put in some sort of mechanism to ensure that the information that is being entered into the system is correct. For example, you know, if you're dealing with people, that the names are correct, that it's a valid address, that the telephone number is correct, and things like that. And so at that point, you don't really, you know, the data is pretty clean by the time it gets into the database. Unfortunately, you know, hindsight is 50-50 at this point, and there's a lot of data out there that is sitting in databases that isn't clean and isn't standardized and has been built up over many years. So I think you really have to have a two-phase approach. You need to fix the information that is contained within your repositories today, and then secondarily put in processes and procedures to ensure that new data that's being entered in is as clean and as reliable as you can make it.
Thank you very much for your input on this. This is a big challenge for a lot of agencies, and it's great to have your insight.
Sure. It was great to talk to you today.
Dermot O'Mahony is Vice President of Market and Product Planning at LexisNexis Risk Solutions, and you can hear my conversation with him anytime at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.